Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District and McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. The House of Representatives was back in session in Harrisburg this week. A lot going on, a very busy week. Let's start by talking about our problems with our maternity desert in northern PA and a midwife licensure bill that was moved in the House this week. What are the details?
Well, it's been a busy week in Harrisburg. We've considered a number of pieces of legislation. And one of the biggest issues that we face in rural Pennsylvania is access to health care. And one bill that was considered this week is Senate Bill 507. And it's a bill that would provide a pathway to licensure for certified midwives in Pennsylvania. And I think folks are well aware of the issues that we have with our access to maternal care, with our 8-county region that does not have any labor and delivery facilities, which is a huge crisis here in Pennsylvania. This particular piece of legislation aims to assist with that situation. I do think that it's a step in the right direction. It's a step toward highlighting the challenges that we face and increasing access, and also to modernize maternal care delivery in Pennsylvania. The legislation will also allow midwives under collaborative agreements to prescribe medications for opioid use disorder. It's been highlighted that substance abuse disorder and other behavioral health challenges are a leading cause of maternal mortality in Pennsylvania. So it's hope that this particular piece of legislation can help in that regard. Also, the maternity crisis is a major problem. This is a bill that I think helps us with that. And I was certainly glad to support it. And now Senate Bill 507 will move to the governor's desk.
Speaking of healthcare, I understand that you had some folks from your district come down to advocate for community health centers.
Well, community health centers play a vital role in providing care in rural communities like ours. I had the opportunity this week to meet with Brett Lawton, the chief executive officer of Universal Primary Care, and also Samantha Olinger, the executive projects coordinator for the PA Association of Community Health Centers at the Capitol, to talk about the vital role that community health centers play. Universal Primary Care operates a healthcare center on Interstate Parkway in Bradford. They also recently opened the dental clinic on Kennedy Street here in Bradford. And it's important to continue supporting these community health centers because they play a vital role in providing healthcare services in rural communities.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is some legislation dealing with high school sports. Some controversy in here surrounding the legislation. Talk to us about what's happening here.
Well, this is legislation. It's House Bill 41 that deals with leveling the playing field in high school sports. And specifically, the bill would allow the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Athletic Association, known as PIAA, to establish separate playoff systems and championships for public schools versus parochial schools. And it's an effort to uphold fairness in sports. And by allowing separate playoffs and championships for public versus private schools, it's thought that this will level the playing field because currently private schools can recruit students while public schools cannot, often creating a significant competitive advantage for the private schools. And this imbalance has been evident in recent years, particularly in football and basketball. And I think this is an important step toward fairness. And Senate Bill 41 now heads to the State Senate for consideration.
And Representative Causer, how can folks get in touch with you for any services they may need at your offices?
Well, we have the largest legislative district in Pennsylvania, but I'm serving the district with 3 full-time district offices. So I would invite folks to stop by or call us at our office in Bradford, Countersport, or Kane for any assistance for any legislative matter.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.